Leadership isn't a mysterious talent, it's a learnable skill. Managing to change the world cuts through management mythology with a refreshingly practical approach. Your job isn't to do everything yourself, but to achieve results through others. In a world where 60% of new managers receive zero training before promotion, this straightforward framework has become essential reading for organizations transforming passionate advocates into effective leaders. The fundamental paradox? To succeed as a manager, you must be more hands-on with communication and expectations, while simultaneously becoming more hands-off with execution. This counterintuitive balance, guiding more while doing less, creates the foundation for everything that follows. Most managers get delegation wrong by focusing solely on the initial handoff. True delegation is a continuous cycle with four critical components: establishing crystal clear expectations, staying strategically engaged, creating meaningful accountability, and adapting your approach to fit both person and project. When delegating, don't just assign tasks, make staff owners of entire functions. For complex projects involving multiple people, use the MOCA framework. Manager assigns and holds accountable. Owner, the one person responsible for success. Consulted, providing input. Helper, providing assistance. And approver, final sign-off. The magic happens when you transfer not just responsibility, but true ownership. Rather than disappearing after delegation, stay engaged through direct check-ins, reviewing sample work early, monitoring relevant data, and occasionally observing work firsthand. Have you ever noticed how differently things turn out when expectations are crystal clear versus vaguely defined? That difference is the essence of effective delegation. Imagine the difference between a staff member who completes assigned tasks and one who drives an entire function forward with minimal oversight. This transformation happens when you craft meaningful roles rather than simply delegating tasks. A well-designed role includes both the what, specific responsibilities with an overarching headline like CEO of customer experience, and the how, the approach needed to excel. This clarity creates autonomy while ensuring alignment. While roles define responsibilities, goals specify what success looks like. They transform vague requests like improve marketing into clear expectations like increase qualified leads by 25% this quarter. Strong goals follow the SMART framework: strategic, aligned with priorities; measurable, with clear finish lines; ambitious, requiring creative approaches; realistic, with concrete plans; and time-bound, with specific deadlines. For goals to matter, they must actively shape daily work. Staff should review them weekly to plan upcoming priorities, and managers should probe progress during regular check-ins. When was the last time you revisited your team's goals? The answer reveals whether they're driving performance or merely decorating your office wall. Culture, the invisible force transmitting messages about how we do things around here, will exist whether shaped deliberately or not. The question is whether it's sending the right signals. High-performing teams blend rigorous results focus with broadly shared positive engagement. The rigorous side includes relentless pursuit of achievements, high standards, scrutiny of ideas regardless of source, clear accountability, and mission integrity. The positive side features shared ownership, enthusiastic energy, minimal drama, belief in the mission, and trust in leadership. Your actions as a leader speak infinitely louder than any stated values. If you follow through on commitments and explain when you can't, staff will demonstrate similar responsibility. The hiring process serves as a cultural microcosm. Smart candidates pick up numerous cues about how your organization operates from first contact. Consider how your team celebrates victories, welcomes newcomers, or shares information. These rituals powerfully reinforce shared values through regular, positive experiences. What do your team's rituals say about what you truly value? The answer might surprise you. Effective management requires structured systems connecting daily tasks to bigger goals. Two essential tools make this dramatically easier: weekly one-on-one check-ins and monthly step-back meetings. Check-ins advance individual projects, balance priorities, coordinate team efforts, provide feedback, and maintain personal connection. These 30-90-minute meetings work best with a consistent agenda. Review last week's action items, discuss current projects and challenges, and document specific commitments for the coming week. While check-ins focus on immediate work, monthly step-backs provide dedicated time for bigger topics that often get pushed aside: progress toward goals, lessons learned, and development needs. Beyond meetings, you must witness work firsthand through management by walking around. What you see often differs from what you pictured during discussions, providing crucial context that talking alone cannot. For remote staff, establish clear communication systems with scheduled video calls, prompt phone conversations for complex issues rather than email, and occasional in-person visits to maintain connection. Have you created these rhythms with your team, or are you still managing primarily through email and emergencies? Most hiring mistakes happen not from selecting the wrong person, but from not having the right candidates to choose from. Start by defining specific job responsibilities and identifying essential skills and qualities, distinguishing between must-haves, typically inherent traits like critical thinking, and nice-to-haves, often specific skills that can be learned. Build a robust candidate pool through both mass marketing and targeted headhunting. During selection, focus on actual rather than hypothetical performance using three key methods: probe prior experiences deeply, simulate actual job activities through relevant exercises, and understand candidates' motivations. Contrary to popular belief, effective staff development doesn't require fancy programs, but stems from strong hands-on management. The best development happens when staff pursue ambitious goals, meet high standards, and receive candid feedback. Invest most heavily in your best performers, who will yield the highest returns. Recognize what you can change, skills and knowledge, versus what you can't, talents and inclinations. When performance issues arise, determine whether they stem from fundamental fit issues or could be resolved through guidance. Remember that removing poor performers typically improves team morale rather than damaging it. High performers are frustrated when mediocrity is tolerated. Great managers come in many varieties, from charismatic extroverts to quiet introverts, but they share one fundamental quality: they care passionately about getting results. This fierce determination fuels everything they do, overriding personal ego, discomfort with challenging conversations, and the natural desire to be liked. They obsess over real business impact rather than appearances, demonstrate remarkable persistence when faced with obstacles, make hard decisions, initiate difficult discussions promptly, and actively seek out feedback and dissenting opinions. The journey to becoming an exceptional manager isn't about personality transformation, but consistently applying straightforward principles, setting clear expectations, providing regular feedback, removing obstacles, developing talent, and maintaining unwavering focus on outcomes. Great managers find the delicate balance between providing direction and empowering their teams. They create environments where accountability is high, but trust and psychological safety are equally valued. What if you approached each day with this singular focus, achieving meaningful results through others? This mindset, more than any technique or system, is what transforms ordinary managers into extraordinary leaders who not only deliver exceptional outcomes, but build the kind of workplace where talented people naturally gravitate, thrive, and grow into future leaders themselves. That's the true measure of management success: results that outlast your tenure and impact that extends far beyond your direct reach.